Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tweet out this weekend that CJ was bringing up during the break that I can't really mention on air. But it illustrates that Fukushima is really a serious situation. And I just said that, hey, anybody that says that Fukushima is a serious situation is a conspiracy theorist and a racist. Because that's the answer now. And I've had people in public that watch MSNBC now walk up and go, well, if it isn't the racist, and they're all like feeling good because their God has said I'm bad, and they associate their personal power with the system. And, you know, when Obama does something, you know, they're part of it. I mean, these are real idiots, real chumps. And I don't even respond to them anymore. It doesn't happen very often that I get the racist thing, but I'll be in public now and a family go, that's him, yeah, racist. It's usually white people. And I'm just like, so now you're valuable and you're good because you're a good liberal and I'm a Ku Klux Klan member. Is that how it is? I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. And that's fine. I mean, the truth is you people are the ones pushing all the race stuff and are really the race pimps. Because at least an ignorant racist who just hates people because of what color they are, at least they're just an ignorant idiot. You people are like in a cult of like you're in the country club and everybody else is dirty and has cooties. And then you go around like with a magic wand going, racist, racist, racist. I'm jealous of you, racist. No, I'm not. I'm better than you. I mean, it is delusional. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and take a phone call here. Chad in Maine, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm racist, obviously, but
yeah, how you doing, racist?
You've heard a lot of racist stuff the last 2 hours, haven't you?
I've heard quite a bit of racism in the last 2 hours. I had a couple things I wanted to go over. I've noticed I started listening to you like 8 months ago, the beginning of the about 8 months, and I've learned a lot, and I really do want to thank you about that. And I also want to thank you for being part of the reason I come back to Christianity. You've really broke down the walls of, you know how society is. They want to put up the walls so nobody can link anything, so nobody has any knowledge. And you've really helped break down the walls so I can piece it together myself.
Well, I know this. Even if you don't believe in God, and I do, and you obviously do as well, the universe is a complex place. The point is that we're saying we believe in this and what Christ said, not what Mao Zedong or Lenin said. Because the state is going to become God if we don't have another God. So I just tell the atheists and everybody, shut up, and not all atheists, but most of them, their God is the state, or their God is power, or their God is S&M. I mean, I've just noticed most atheists are always also don't like the family, or don't like, and then think we're all idiots because we believe in something else in the universe. And I'm just tired of being, you know, they're not really tolerant. They want us to adopt their mindset. They're on a crusade or a jihad. Always telling me that, you know, not that I need to be tolerant, because I am extremely tolerant, but that I need tolerance, one thing. No, I need to not have any views. I need to let them pour into my mind whatever they want me to believe. That's not tolerance. That's fascism. And they are a bunch of fascist scum. And under the Democrats, we're seeing the greatest move of tyranny America has ever seen. Undoubtedly, it is a full court press to wreck the country, to shut it down, to deindustrialize it. Closing comments, my friend.
Well, I just wanted to point out, I guess, about one thing. I just want to say, you're a racist. You empower one of my favorite reporters now, Jakari Jackson. Yeah, you're such a racist.
People are onto that. That's my cover story. That's a cover.
I guess you gotta get it.
It's like the Dave Chappelle deal where they have the black Klan member. You seen that Dave Chappelle piece? That's so funny. All right, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. But again, it's meant to just change the subject. You got a bunch of fascistic control freak technocrats robbing everything blind, and they just want to just say, hey, stop stealing for foreign banks. Shut up, racist. Hey, fluoride's poisonous. Shut up, racist. Hey, you know, our country's going bankrupt. Shut up, racist. Hey, I think we ought to reinstate the Bill of Rights.
Spoken like a true racist. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. We had a listener who said, let's try to bring back the Google bomb, but make it an internet bomb and pick one article a day off InfoWars.com. I may do it like once a week and tweet it, retweet it, Facebook it, email it out to everybody you know, and enter it into Google about 100 times. It's forced mass drugging of U.S. troops. An unreported scandal. We're doing the term drugging troops. And our story is already the top search term. If you go to the Google web, you'll see that drug troops or drugging troops, and it's our article is number one. But we need to get that out to everybody to expose how the military are being compromised, being ordered to take drugs, not when they're hurt, being ordered to take drugs and then given drug tests. This is on record, by the way, to have their rights taken away. I mean, this is the frame-up of the U.S. military, and we have eyewitness accounts and mainstream news articles right there. Now, I want to get Max Kaiser on to cover the waterfront. We have another guest coming in to break down the latest on the mortgage scandals. There's been big rulings and admissions that they're taking tens of thousands of houses that were already paid for fraudulently, and the courts are letting them do it. But I wanted to get Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com, syndicated radio host, a columnist, and, of course, TV host for RT, a retired stockbroker, on because he was 2 months late, but he predicted what would happen with the bond market, the interest rates would go up. That's now happened like he said it would. The beginning of it has. And I wanted to get his take on Egypt that he's been multiple times during all these different revolutions with the West trying to hijack him. I want to get his take on everybody from Glenn Danzig to Oliver Stone coming out and saying Obama is a snake, don't trust him. And I wanted to get his take on other things that are developing, the war on the press with Greenwald having his partner stopped and all his data stolen, flying into the UK. We're going to talk about all that. So, Max Keiser, thank you for coming on. I've thrown out a lot of pieces of info there. What do you want to tackle first?
I just want to pump up the energy. I want to pump it up. I feel I've been listening to the show, and we need to pump it up. Let's get that energy going. Now, your people contacted me, and they said, oh, let's talk about the Hindenburg omen. Of course, it's very exciting. But the bond market is, as I said a year ago on your show, in around April of 2012, I said, at around April 15th of 2013, that the bond market would peak. It peaked about 2 weeks later, not 2 months, 2 weeks later, and it's been going down ever since, Alex. So the bond market is now reversing a 30-year trend. And this is the beginning of the bond apocalypse. And this is the beginning of the massive unwinding. This is the beginning now of the Ponzi scheme known as the American and UK economies now heading into the toilet. This is it. This is what we've been talking about. And it's happening now. And it's getting quite serious because interest rates are now starting to raise everyone's mortgage rates, everyone's cost of capital. And it's causing corporations, like you talked about Coca-Cola earlier, Coca-Cola, their sales are collapsing because baby boomers don't want to be poisoned by Coca-Cola anymore. So Coca-Cola is becoming quite desperate and they can't get the cheap money anymore because for years, these big companies funded themselves with interest rates near 0% or a rising bond market. Now that's all reversed. They're getting more desperate and they're engaging in more desperate acts. And this is why you've seen the corruption in the medical establishment in America. The Wall Street, of course, is highly corrupted. The corruption now is spreading to every facet of American life. And that's going to only increase because you can't get access to cheap money anymore because the 30-year bond bull market ended, just as I predicted.
Sure, sure, sure. But, I mean, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean, to be technical, the middle of last year, you said by the end of April, you believed that the bond market would implode. And then about 2 months after that, it did begin to implode. And I know
it started 2 weeks later. It started, interest rates started to move up. So that, you know, that is what I said.
Six one way, half a dozen the other. The point is you were right. So tell us what's coming next.
Well, put this into context. Had you made a bet against bonds at the appropriate time, you would be up a substantial percentage point, okay? So that's the key metric always is what have I done for you lately? And I was at Bilderberg, and I met some of your followers at Bilderberg, and somebody came up to me and they said, what would be the single investment you would make right now? And I said, sell short TLT, which is a listed exchange traded fund.
No, I saw you do that. I saw you do that.
And that investment is now up substantially in just a few months. So that's the kind of trend analysis that so going forward, Alex, the bond market, as I've said, is heading into this secular bear market, which means interest rates are going to keep going up. And this means that the cost of funds for these corporations and for the military and for all these contractors, it keeps rising. And so to keep themselves making money, they're going to get more desperate. They're going to be more stealing of money out of bank accounts like we saw in Cyprus or as we saw in MF Global. So you're going to see more of that going on. People just what they call it bailing in, but it's just confiscation of wealth. You're going to see more capital controls like you see in India. They're trying to prevent the passage of gold into India. So that's a capital control. You're going to see all the invasiveness and the NSA scandal and the PRISM scandal is all about bankers and industrialists wanting to get together to stop anyone's attempt to come up with anything that would compete with this very corrupt banking system. That's why they hate Bitcoin, because Bitcoin competes with the corrupt banking system. That's why they hate it. So the desperation level is only going to increase. And we saw this in the UK with this detainment of David Miranda, who is the partner of Glenn Greenwald. He was detained for 9 hours under the Anti-Terrorism Act at Heathrow Airport right here in London. So they're equating journalism or somebody who knows a journalist with a terrorist. That's an act of desperation. In my opinion, the point I try to make is I tie things to economics. And for 30 years, the cost of money has gotten progressively cheaper because the bond market has gotten with going through this bull market. But that bull market in bonds has been shown to be a Ponzi scheme. It's unsustainable. Now interest rates are rising. So this level of desperation will just increase exponentially, I believe. So now we're at the end game, I think, Alex.
Now, expanding on this, the UK, as you know, a few years ago said that everybody in Iceland was a terrorist, that they couldn't have their bank accounts, they couldn't fly out because they were balking at paying foreign banks' debts off. But instead, the government responded, you were obviously over there reporting on it, by arresting the different ministers, and it turned out 90-plus percent of the debt was not theirs, and they were happy to pay the debt that was actually theirs. So now that's been, unfortunately, not really duplicated anywhere else in the world to any extent, maybe a little bit in Italy. So now we see the same paradigm. Reporters are now terrorists. Their friends are now terrorists. Their associates are now terrorists. And we have a Time reporter who literally is the spinning image of a tool bag coming out saying, let's kill Assange. I mean, even if you're going to kill somebody, you don't brag about it in public. Michael Grunewald. I mean, where are they coming up with these wannabe tough guys who think it's real manly to talk about killing journalists and whistleblowers? I mean, just a parade of just sycophantic fops begging for tyranny.
Well, it's been now exposed because for years, again, whether it's the rising house prices in the UK or rising stock prices in America, people overlook a lot of corruption if they think they're making money or they think that they're going to benefit in some way. And then once the tide goes out and people start losing money, then these people are revealed for what they really are, just stool pigeons, you know, for a very corrupt neo-fascist regime, as you have now in America and in the UK. Now, I just want to touch on a very important trend here, which we've been talking about for years, is in the gold market, you know, the price of gold has been really kept down over the years by central banks like the Bank of England and others selling their sovereign gold or leasing it to the various banks around the world who in turn sell the gold. And what we just found out, this is really a hot story. Alistair McLeod of goldmoney.com broke this story on my show a couple of weeks ago. The Bank of England was caught having leased out 1,500 tons of gold that now, it turns out, has been sold, is now in the possession of people in Asia, China and India. So now the Bank of England is exposed to this enormous liability. And they just got this new central banker, Mark Carney, in from Canada. He has yet to make a comment on it, but now the Bank of England, after having sold 60% of their gold about 12 years ago to bail Goldman Sachs out, they've now been caught leasing out and then selling 1,500 tons of gold that's not their gold. They are the custodian for other countries' gold. Germany, as you know, wanted 300 tons of gold delivered to them from New York. They've been told they can't have their gold. Venezuela took their gold. So all of the gold Ponzi scheme, all of the shenanigans in the gold market where the central banks, to make a quick buck, have been coordinating and colluding in sales and leases that end up flooding the system with paper money. And the London Bullion Market Association, by the way, is leveraged 100-1. There is now, this is my point, there is now a run in the gold market. Just like you have a bank run, what we saw at Northern Rock here in the UK, there is now a run on the bullion banks, a run on the central bank's gold supply here in the UK and around the world. The fractional gold system, fractional reserve gold system, is now under attack. You see two major indications of this. One,
and by the way, you're not the only person saying that. We got to go to break, Max. We come back, finish up with the world markets, gold, and what's going to happen to some of the different currency trades if the dollar dies, where you think that's going, and then briefly your take on Egypt. We'll come back with Max Keiser. Up on Infowars.com right now, a story that's breaking, that's exclusive to Infowars.com. TSA to purchase 3.5 million rounds of ammunition, enough for its agents to fire 9,400 bullets a day, every day of the year, 365 days a year. How are they going to spend that? They'll have MSNBC come out and say it doesn't exist. Oh, and I want to ask Max Keiser, is he even allowed to come on my show anymore? I know he holds his own strings. or at least Stacy does. I mean, this is now, they've declared I'm deeply racist, killing 40,000 black Libyans that Obama helped fund. That's not racist, though, but I am deeply racist.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, Pure Silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Segment with him. Finish up your point on the economy and what you expect the power structure to do, and then I want to get your take on Egypt, and then also the comical nature of MSNBC now, where they say Ron Paul's racist, Rand Paul's racist, with no evidence. But at least there they have somebody else's newsletter and some quasi thing. With me, they don't even give a source. In fact, let me ask you that now. I don't know if you've been following this, but they're doing it in a bunch of newspapers, too. It's a new form of propaganda that's so ham-fisted. What do you think that is, Max Kaiser?
To tell you the truth, I don't know what you're talking about. The last race incident in the U.S. that I followed was the race-related incident was the Trayvon Martin situation.
No, there is no incident. There is no incident. They just say Alex Jones is profoundly racist and is behind the Boston bombing.
Right. Yeah, the Boston bombing thing. Well, the mainstream media has decided that they need to try to explain to their audience why America is turning into a hellhole. And so they need to scapegoat somebody, and they decided to try to scapegoat your listeners. Fortunately, your listeners are smart enough to not fall for this.
No, I agree with you, but you're a smart guy. I mean, you've got your ear to the ground. I mean, you told us about Grace Ford happened, you name it. I'm saying it kind of freaks me out, though, that it's so fruitcakey and so discrediting for them. Like, are they? That's even scarier that they're that crazy to say, I'm behind the Boston bombing, no proof, and I'm deeply racist, and not even say what I said. I mean, it's like, that's like, if I wanted to discredit my show, I would do things like that to people. I don't usually bring myself up. It's just I'm trying to get your take on why they're doing that.
Yeah, but you have to compare yourself to, you know, this is why Bradley Manning is going to spend the rest of his life in jail. Julian Assange lives in a embassy here in London. Edward Snowden had to seek asylum overseas. I mean, they're at the burning point of the spear in terms of rebelling against a tyranny. You know, they are the George Washingtons of our day, and you are the Paul Revere of our day. So, and mainstream media is in bed with the monarchs. They're in bed with the royalists. They'll do anything to preserve their rent-seeking and their gulag casino state. So, and they're part of that. All the New York
Times. I agree with you. But I think Coke admitting their profits are plunging and begging everyone to drink their poison, and these guys saying I'm a racist with no proof, I think it is chicken with the head cut off desperation.
Well, they can't see. Let me repeat something here because I think it's a very important point. For 30 years, every time a company made a mistake, they could just write off the mistake and still be able to finance themselves because the bond market was in a 30-year bond market. As of 6 months ago or a year ago, the bond market, which is where companies and governments go to get money, has now turned into a bear market. So Coke, they can't finance themselves as easily as they were able to. The government can't finance itself. That's why the government buys 70-80% of its own debt on all the Western economies, because it's the money is just drying up. The liquidity is drying up. And they'll say it's a liquidity problem. You need more quantitative easing, more money printing, but it's an insolvency problem. These banks are insolvent. The government is insolvent. They want to deflect attention, and they want to put Bradley Manning in jail. They want to put Julian Assange in an embassy. They want to put Edward Snowden into asylum, and they want to put Alex Jones on the back foot because they need scapegoats, because they are now in a position where they are no longer able to finance their operation. You know, even Rush Limbaugh, his audience is deserting him. He's finding it difficult to go forward. Even those kind of mega coast-to-coast radio behemoths, you know, it's all coming unwound now. So
if Rush Limbaugh is falling, he's miles above the rest of the mainstream media from the old Helter Skelter line coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. But I get what you're saying. Things are in deep trouble. Finally, you've been to Egypt. You know the lay of the land. I don't support military mowing people down. And I know that Mubarak was bad, too, but they're trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in. That's even worse. What's your take? What's your take on all this craziness?
Well, I just saw a headline that Mubarak is now cleared of some charges and he may be back. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so it looks like Egypt's come 360. It's come full circle, and it's a tragedy. And I know when I was in Cairo, and I reported on your show from Cairo, I was very excited by the Arab Spring, and I really am heartbroken by the fact that nobody came to support the Egyptians. The Americans left them to die, just like they left the Vietnamese to die. Nobody came for their help, and now the bad guys are back in control. It's another American turn your, you know, they talk a good game, but when you have to deliver, they're not your friend. They don't deliver. They leave you in the
field. Well, that's because it's not an American government. It's a globalist government. You know that. Max Kaiser, thank you so much for your insight. Now, get some sleep, brother. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Bye.
I joke because he always says it's past his bedtime. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gene Newcomb from Midas Resources, August 13, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,329. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,377.11, $688.56 for a half ounce, or $344.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,377.11, $688.56, and $344.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we're going to be going into overdrive, maybe even a whole hour today, to take your phone calls on the mortgage crisis in this country, because all they've had the state attorney generals do is come out and say, hey, you can take anybody's houses you want. No deed, no nothing. You don't even ever have to own any of the house. The house can be paid for. We're going to take it. And governments are now taking people's houses and giving it to other government bureaucrats. I mean, it's going back to the Dark Ages, Road Warrior. I expect the police start riding around wearing hockey masks or something. I don't want to give them ideas. Actually, they do that in Miami on the SWAT raids. But the point is, they claim it's bulletproof, bullet resistant. I mean, they're going to steal everything. Just get ready. And but we're going to get to that in a moment. First off, I want to tell you that tomorrow we've got the Esquire writer whose dad was CIA section chief in Southeast Asia during the key time in Vietnam. He wrote My Father the Spy. I'm not selling the book. We should. I read the book years ago. They couldn't get the guy on. Well, he does big profiles for Esquire. He did a big profile on me in the September issue. It's like Father Knows Best, updated for the apocalypse, is the article. That's the angle that came out with. But the point is that he's going to be joining us, but not about me tomorrow. In fact, he wants to talk about the piece tomorrow. I don't want to do that. I want to talk about his book. This is very interesting. Of course, you were in Southeast Asia, too. We had to get to talk about some of the Secret Army stuff when we go to Dave Krieger in a minute, but he won't. The point is we're going to get into that with him tomorrow. And then separately, I had to twist his arm to do this. But you've seen the news articles where Homeland Security is trying to buy up all the storable food now, not just, what is it now, two plus billion rounds of ammo. They're now trying to buy up all the food. And Steve Schenck, I saw with another company, I called him. He said, no, it's going on. Let me see if I can, you know, can talk about it. He's going to give you the inside scoop. Well, when is he on? At 1:30 tomorrow? Steve Schenck is on the show tomorrow from eFoodsDirect.com. This is not a plug ad here, but he'll be on. Join us and also find the best herbal foods on the planet at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. Now, talking about sponsors, Simply Safe. There is some real scum in the alarm industry. You need to protect your home and do it right. You don't ever have to sign a contract for a freebie alarm deal again. Get the best home security in America and save thousands with my friends at Simply Safe. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you get 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month. I know a lot of businesses have this. We have it as a backup. I don't give all our security stuff out. Get my special discount plus a keychain remote for a $25 free gift by going to simplysafe.com. That's visit getsimplysafe.com. So that's the word getsimplysafe.com. All one word, getsimplysafe.com. Check it out today. And it is our great sponsors that also make the broadcast possible. And we don't just have sponsors. I only carry the books, the films, the materials at InfoWarsStore.com that I've already read and I've already found to be extremely accurate. That's why we don't, well, over the years we carry like 500 things now, but it took a lot of time to get those things in there because I've got to go read it or I've got to go use the product. This book isn't the mumbo jumbo, it's the reality. Clouded Titles by Dave Krieger, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And everybody needs to read this because you can have a 100% paid for house that you paid cash for. You can go to CNN pieces about, you know, where Bank of America foreclosed on the house that had been paid for 10 years that was paid for with cash in, you know, in 2000. And I mean, that's a real case I just mentioned. And the judge goes, yeah, you can keep it. Now, another judge had them foreclosed on Bank of America, so they actually gave him the house back. But that's when the people were middle class and were lawyers and knew what to do, basically. The general public doesn't know what to do. And now, I mean, I remember 10 years ago breaking all this down with experts on air. People couldn't believe it. You mean with mirrors? You mean they've sold my house 10 times in derivatives or 20 times or 30 times? You mean nobody knows who has the deed? You mean it could be paid for, but somebody else has a deed saying they own it? In China, mainly, the communist Chinese are one of the biggest owners or the biggest one group. And then your house is gone. Well, we've got updates for you on this today because I saw a story last week that unsealed federal court documents, we covered this, showed that, yes, trillions were stolen by banks in houses they never even had a deed to. So now it's not just the deed was sold 10 times. Now there it is. Unsealed court settlement records reveal banks stole trillions worth of houses. And then you scroll down, it's actually got the source. That's from Boing Boing, but it was actually, I think, put out in the Associated Press. The point is, it's worse than that, talking to Dave Krieger, so it's perfect time that he's here with us today. But this is what you've got to understand. Everyone I know, it's not just banking, but this is the big one with the mortgages. Every family member, my wife who does the bills, God bless her because I hate doing it, my parents, everyone I know, Paul Watson in England, his wife, Eon, has her own bank accounts and stuff, her own job and degree. It's happened to her. Everyone gets cell phone bills that are 10, 20, 30, but if you pay it, then it's 100 times more the next month. Everyone gets mortgages that are wrong. Everyone has their, it happened to me. Escrow was already paid. Escrow was over. They stole the money. Started foreclosing, trying to foreclose, saying that I hadn't paid escrow. And I had to then start the lawsuit to make Bank of America, who'd bought my mortgage, four down the line. I'd bank with a little bank. Didn't matter. Bank of America still did it. And this was a decade ago. Okay, so everyone thinks it's just happening to you. My crew, all on their lunch breaks, what do you think they do every day? They either go pick their kid up from school who's sick or something like that, or go pay a bill, or they fight on the phone going, I have the contract, what are you doing? Folks, it is a kleptocratic global corporate structure working with the collectivist governments. And this happens when they bloom throughout history, like a viral bloom, or a red tide bloom, an algae bloom. You have blooms of corruption where they get control of the regulators, and no one's going to stop them. So they're going to take everything. You need to understand that unless we unify against them and realize that's one thing I got to commend Clark Howard about. He would talk about this even 5-6 years ago. I listened to him on local station. I'm on 590. He would talk about, no, that's standard. They do this. So it's all about seeing how can they cheat you. Okay? Then if a little guy double bills somebody by accident, the feds will come arrest him. But when it's done on purpose because their lobbyists get millions of dollars a year, they're above the law. And Dave Krieger, you know, you've got a long bio, but why don't you tell people in a nutshell about yourself? We're going to go into the next hour breaking down all this breaking news today. You came to Austin to be here with us today, and I appreciate it. And since you were on with us, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, the big developments that have been unfolding.
Well, they have been, and thank you for having me back on, Alex. The bigger picture, you know, when I started out doing title consulting was basically as a result of the book. And once we started to do the title consulting, then we found out that there became a need to assess chains of title. And a chain of title is basically from when the owner acquires the house, he gets a deed. It could be a warranty deed, a security deed, a grant deed, depending if he's in California. Just depends on the circumstances, but the deed is a representation of your ownership of the property. And so what happens is when you sign the deed of trust or mortgage, and I know you've been talking about MERS on a constant basis, well, one of the things that I do as part of my service is we audit county land records. And way back when, I told you that we were auditing Williamson County, but I was kind of tight-lipped because we were in the process of, you know.
That's the crime syndicate north of Austin.
Yeah, well, this is actually, we actually have a county clerk there, Nancy Reister, who cared enough to bring us in and let us do the audit.
Oh, so she's good.
Yeah, she looked at, she.
Or show us.
She's so good. We actually went through 5,278 MERS-related assignments from October 2010 to October 2012, and basically we were looking for violations. What we found, we managed to get through almost 1,600, which is 30% of all those files. We found suspect robo-signing, surrogate signing, notary fraud, forgery, all suspect issues, document manufacturing, where the law firms would appoint themselves, which, of course, drew out two particular law firms, one of which was Bryce Vander Linde and Wernick, who went 2 or 3 weeks after the audit came out. February 19, 2013, this came out January 29th. February 19th, January 29th, they changed their name and their key players have reportedly jumped ship and ran. We've got proof from the Secretary of State's office from Texas. Now, here's the next.
Well, let me ask you this question.
It gets better.
Out of thousands of counties nationwide, why Williamson County?
Well, one of the things is because of my relationship with the clerks in Texas. Williamson County said, look, we've got to do something. Our county coffers are being depleted.
Wow, I want to give them credit for something.
Exactly.
Because they usually do bad stuff.
Yeah, guess what they've done now? Here's two more contracts for you. These are contracts that were just signed today by the county judge in Williamson County. Williamson County is now going to file suit in Nueces County. They're joining the Nueces County lawsuit in federal court against MERS Corp and Bank of America for unpaid fees in the land records in Williamson County, which has cost them tens of, you know.
Oh, Williamson County's mad they're not getting money. Now I understand.
County is now joining the fight.
That's how mean they are. They'll even take on the banksters.
They've retained the county that's actually with.
They won't just kill your 2-year-old up there, but go ahead.
No, but anyway, the county that's representing Dallas County versus MERS Corp now is being retained by Williamson to go down to Nueces and Corpus Christi.
It does always seem like it's Texas fighting.
You know what? Hey, gotta love the spirit.
I just can't help it. It's addicting.
But
so tell us about all this.
Well, you know, basically, what you know, when we did the audit, we had to make a presentation. It's on cloudedtitles.com. That's the website, and it's a video presentation. And basically, we made the presentation January 29th before the commissioner's court. And Nancy Reister felt like, you know, it was a situation where we're going to fall on deaf ears. If we go to the commissioner's court, it's going to fall on deaf ears. I said, well, tell you what we'll do. We'll audit every single Williamson County elected official, judge, and we did. It's all in the book. Copy for you, sir.
And oh, wow.
So we've audited all the county judges, the precinct judges, anybody that had MERS involvement in there. We actually found one of those elected officials that represents Williamson County had 4 mortgage loans running in tandem at the same time. And I put a flow chart in the book to show them that, and they couldn't wait to flip open to the section to read about themselves. But, you know, it's funny.
Well, explain this in layman's terms. what's happening here. I mean, you've gotten the government up there to understand how they've been screwed over, so they're now helping you investigate.
Exactly. What we basically have here is we have all these banks way back in 95 started what we call mortgage electronic registration systems. They are the banks, the Mortgage Bankers Association, the Fannie and Freddie, they're all involved in it. And basically what they did was they created one MERS, it didn't work, created another MERS, it didn't work. In January 1st, 1999, they came up with MERS Corp, Inc., and MERS. MERS is nothing but a shell. There's a new release out now.
Yeah, but to explain it in layman's terms, though, this was done because they didn't want to go actually file in the land records. They wanted to create a digital system so they could sell it 100 times.
Exactly.
A counterfeiting operation.
But here, you're going to love this. At the same time that Graham Leach Bliley repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, here comes MERS. In the same
counterfeiting.
1999, boom. Out they go, and we have all of these basic.
So instead of counterfeiting dollars, you counterfeit deeds, and one house is now 50. On average, how many times do they sell these? I see like 10 times is the average?
At least 10 times.
So what's the real average?
Well, I mean, you know, it could be, you know, I've told people in my classes that I teach, one's coming up in Chicago next month. We tell them, you know, look, they could literally, it says in your paragraph, in your deed of trust, that they could sell the note or a partial interest thereof. They could literally split your note into 35 different pieces and sell 1/35 to 35 different trusts on Wall Street, who then take it and convert it into derivatives.
And then they sell it again.
And then they bet against it because they know it's going to fail.
But how do they take people's houses that never even had a deed and paid cash 10 years later? Because it's worse than that. If they can get away with taking a house that it's already paid for, why not just take one they never even had, right? Well,
exactly. And the thing is the reason that happens is because the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, which we found a lot of slander in title. We found one example in Williamson County, for example, where a homeowner had two houses. He sold one, and the title company and the trustee appear to have screwed it up to the point to where instead of when the house that he sold to this woman, they used his legal description from his own property on hers when they did all the documents. And everything in the system had his house on it. His legal.
I was about to say, I've seen that with CPS in Austin, where they'll use a kid from 5 years ago taking your kid. They don't even bring in a new file to the judge. They just bring in an old one and swear it in. I mean, that makes like North Korea look not corrupt. I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, you know, we knew that it was going to come back eventually to bite them, you know, where it counts. But the only thing that these people understand is when we attack their pocketbook. There's a brand new case out of California now that's just come out of the 5th District, Appellate District, called Glaske versus Bank of America. And everything that we've been saying in the book, this case lends perfect credence to.
By the way, you're like five times more excited the last time you were here.
I am.
You said this just broke the last.
Yeah, this particular news here with Williamson County, it hasn't even made the national wires. We are exclusive on Infowars.com with this information.
Well, thank you. And I should add, you've been in the news a lot with some lawyers that are winning. So you're really on the vanguard of this. Let's go through some of this. Well, I mean, keep breaking down what's happening here for people.
Well, you know, in essence, what we're seeing is we've got foreclosure mills that are also members of MERS Corp. And this new piece called Shell Game MERS Contrived Confusion by Robert M. James, who's an attorney out of New Mexico, in 125 pages, he drills down into the real McCoy about MERS and MERS Corp. MERS has no money. This entity is called the MERS system. And the way I explained it to the...
It's a front company like the Federal Reserve.
It's a storefront. So what they do is they
cut out.
Yeah, they got this big umbrella, and basically all the members are members of MERS Corp., which has now changed its name to MERS Corp Holdings, Inc. And if you use the 2009, and you know every attorney needs to get this that's fighting foreclosure defense, they need to get this piece, and it's off of eSprouts.com. But they need to get this and read it because it unveils where James got in there and drilled down even more to find out that the entire issues with where it says MERS on your document actually means MERS Corp. So that means MERS Corp, which is really pulling the strings, is not represented on your contract, which means the entire contract
is a fraud.
Yes, is subject to challenge.
So it shows you, oh my gosh, that's why you're so excited.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited.
Oh man.
So, you know, we're going to be teaching.
But their answer will just be nuke Chicago and bring in martial law. You know, this mafia is not going to go up without a fight.
Well, I hope they don't do that while I'm teaching my chain of title assessment workshop.
I didn't just say Chicago because we're on a great station up there, but I've always seen that as one of their targets also, from my own research. But, well, the CFR likes to tell us what they're going to do, but it'll be a small nuke. It'll probably only kill like 10,000 people. They're just going to use the nuke they're going to detonate as a reason to bring in martial law. Let me ask you this, and I don't mean to get off on a side issue here, Dave Krieger, but let's talk about this. What would you do if you were this global banking mafia that's done this not just here but worldwide if the people were onto you? That's why I say they're going to stage something big. They're going to launch a new war. They're going to do something. I mean, because everybody's onto them now. What are they going
to
do?
Well, you know what I did the day that we did the presentation to the commissioner's court? I brought an armed bodyguard, and when the clerk found out that I was bringing our bodyguard, she had the entire room sealed off with sheriff's deputies to make sure we could get through the entire presentation. We can't trust these people. We don't know what they're going to do. We have a dead notary in Las Vegas that testified against Lender Processing Services, which is an obvious third-party document manufacturer. She ends up dead, you know, Marilyn Monroe style, sleeping pills by her head. She's laying on the floor, doesn't make her sentencing hearing. She's admitted before grand jury to signing 150,000 documents. She signs the guy's name. He's in California.
By the way, when you were in Army Intelligence, did you ever think anything like this?
No, I did. I just.
But you were in Army Security, even worse.
Say, yeah, it would be.
It's so, you guys couldn't cook up something like this, could you?
No, we wouldn't. It's all disinformation.
Yeah. Anyways, this is crazy.
Yeah, so it gets nutty because she admits to the grand jury to have 150,000 signed documents within a 5-year period that she signed that fraudulently were executed. She signs the guy in California's name and then notarizes it, and then it gets filed, and she admits to it. She gets one count of notary fraud. She's got to plead to day of sentencing. She doesn't show up. They find her dead in her apartment. So, you know, and I'm telling you, most of the clerks.
I tell you what, stay there. This is important. We'll be right back, folks. This is big breaking news on the Loving Bankers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for 2 adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of 4. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order 2 or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want
was on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
Well, fellow extremist Jimmy Vaughn bringing us in live there, folks.
Got the blues.
Ed Krieger, a really interesting guy. You got to read his book, Clouded Titles. It breaks it all down so you can understand that your house could be paid off 20 years ago. They may try to take it. And the ways to defend yourself up front, you think the courts are going to protect you. Many courts will just hand your house over to whoever because this is a kleptocratic system that's being established. We're going to do overdrive in the next hour. I know these callers have been holding for a long time on a host of other issues. So what I'll do is I'll run through some of those calls to wipe them off there, Alex and John and Steve and Ed and Robert, and then we'll open the phones up, specifically all calls after that, for Dave Krieger to talk about this big breaking news. But the book, Clouded Titles, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. All right, Dave, you got the floor. Continue here, breaking down for people how big this is. And there's also other lawyers and other researchers having victories as well. But I've also seen where attorney generals are trying to get laws changed to let the banks do this. Well, if they do that, the confidence in the free market economy is done. That'll even ruin things worse than their scams. So it looks like they're in a rock and a hard place here.
Well, the bigger picture, Alex, is that when you've got, again, you remember the attacks they did on Lanny Brewer, the assistant AG, AUSA?
Yeah.
He basically, dismissed them and then went back to work for the company that represents MERS Corp, the bunch that made the electronic database. Lanny Brewer and Eric Holder, the current AG of the United States, worked for Covington and Burling in D.C. It's a D.C. law firm that represents MERS Corp Holdings, which is basically the largest.
And I've read that as long as you hire them, but it's like by invitation, then you're allowed to not pay taxes. You're allowed to be offshore, but it's got to be certified by them. And then that's like a made firm. Boom. When they do it, you're now in the gang.
Well, you know, you wonder why the banks aren't being prosecuted, and it's because the AG has ties to the banks, and that's how, through Covington and Burling. That's the assessed situation.
So it's like a Pelican brief, literally.
It almost is, except nobody's car's blown up yet.
Well, keep going.
All right. Well, anyway, so the bigger picture, and you were alluding to the fact that you could have a house at any time, and all of a sudden you get a notice on the door, and somebody's foreclosing on you. This is not an uncommon thing, and it's not going to be an uncommon thing, because the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. You have all these intervening assignees in the chain of title because they jumped and they left the land records when the first mortgage or deed of trust was recorded, which was the security instrument that you signed. You sign a note and a deed of trust. Well, they take the deed of trust, they leave it in the land records, and the note goes out into Wall Street. And they literally could split it up into 35 different pieces.
So isn't it? So it's the original transaction that's the real law. Everything else is fraud.
Everything else past that is not recorded in the land records, and therefore we don't know who actually owns your house. And then the MERS system, which disclaims itself for accuracy on the website, where homeowners are supposed to be able to go look this stuff up. Well, what actually happens is the MERS Corp members are putting on there what they want you to see. It may not be the truth. So it's basically a big obfuscation and smokescreen.
Why would the establishment endanger the entire world political and financial system with a fraud this big?
The only thing I can think of that comes to mind, and, you know, God forbid it would be happening here, but the biggest land grab in American history. And they all did it starting with the derivatives markets back in, you know, 2001, 2002, and it just spiked in 2008, and then it collapsed.
Let's explain that, because I have a news article here today. The Association of Corporate Counsel, city attempting to seize underwater mortgages via eminent domain, constitutional objections, potential investor losses. Yeah, bankrupt the national housing system and then nationalize it. We'll be right back. That's the plan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.